Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, the Supreme Court has stopped the CBN from enforcing the Naira redesign deadline this Friday. We're going to talk some more about that story on The Big Three. If you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, please go ahead and call our newsroom on 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. There's something happening in your part of Lagos that Lagos definitely needs to hear about. So call that number, 01465-7175. Remember, you see something, you say something. And of course, now that you have your PVC, Lagos, get ready. February 25th, vote. March 11th, vote. Don't sit in your house. Don't just say, oh, I have new ID now. Elections have consequences. Elections are everyone's business. There's a reason why Nigeria Info says that thing at the end of every single news bulletin. We have to remind you, it's not just, now politicians, they do it in consign them now. Now you we concern, oh. Every single thing that happens after we vote, after elections, it affects you. Every choice that is made, every choice that is not made, it affects you. Elections have consequences. I know that as a society, we're not very big on consequences, but the thing about elections is whether you like it or not, the consequences will reach you. It doesn't matter what political party you support. It doesn't matter what tribe you're from, what religion you're from, the consequences will reach you. So whoever you think can do what you need your leaders to do, make sure you come out on election day and vote them. And while you're there, listen to Nigeria Info. Listen to Hard Facts. I've got a great show for you all the time. Today, let's start with the Big Three, as always. Let's talk about the Supreme Court suspending the Naira note deadline. Then let's talk about the continuing fallout and reactions to the Naira note crisis. Then let's talk about Lagos INEC explaining why it is working with the Parks and Garages Management. Today is Wednesday, so we're going to bring you the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling, we'll talk about miscarriages. I'll have a medical doctor here answering your questions. We started this conversation last Wednesday. We'll continue today. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk again about Naira redesign. Banks are explaining why most of their ATMs cannot dispense the new notes yet. Many POS agents are shutting down. How are these things affecting your business? If you are a trader, if you are a shoemaker, a shoe shiner, you are a hawker in traffic, you're a vulcanizer, you sell in Balogun Market, or you sell at mile 2 or mile 12, how is this thing affecting your business? 5 p.m. Tell me about it. Now, of course, after the news at 6 o'clock, I'll bring you the AFCFTA discussion show. For those of you who are interested in exports, who are already in exports, I want to learn a few new things. I have an expert guest who joins me on the show, brought to you by Stanbika IBTC every Wednesday at 6:15. On the step down today from 6:45, let's talk some more about the woman who laid curses on her daughter for not inviting her to her wedding. Now, expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Did the Supreme Court overstep? What happens next with the Naira note swap? Is MC Olomo INEC's only logistics option? Those are the Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. The Supreme Court says the CBN should bar break on Friday's deadline. That's our first story. Remember yesterday I told you that three state governors had approached the court to shift the deadline. You see how fast the court system can move. Now, Supreme Court, these governors go. You see how fast the system can move? Now, I should be clear. This is not a ruling from the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has just said to CBN, just bar break, maintain, go to status quo. Maintain the status quo while the judge, while the judges look at the case and judge the actual case. So it's not a verdict. It's not a ruling. Their next hearing is on the 15th of February, next Wednesday. Meanwhile, some lawyers are questioning the Supreme Court's right to even hear this case. They say that the Supreme Court is only allowed to hear cases between the state and federal governments if there's a dispute over who has power over something. So if state governments feel that the federal government is stealing their powers, they can take the matter to the Supreme Court. But Lagos, monetary policy is a purely federal matter. It's a purely federal power. The Constitution says so and gives the power to the National Assembly. The National Assembly, in turn, gave that power to the Central Bank through the CBN Act. So these lawyers are saying that the states did not have a right to go directly to the Supreme Court. Instead, they should have gone to the Federal High Court because that's where the CBN Act says you should go if you think CBN is breaking the law. So if you're a lawyer listening to me right now, I need to hear from you. I need your opinion here. Because I've heard from some lawyers, I've told you what they said. Was the Supreme Court the right destination for these governors to begin with? And if not, why are they entertaining the case and giving orders? And for everybody else who isn't a lawyer, are you happy with this order from the Supreme Court? Again, it's not a ruling. They're just telling them, wait first. Make we hear the case, we're not bring before us first. Wait. Are you happy with it? Are you happy about it? Do you still have old Naira notes? Are you going to try and change them before Friday? Or are you going to stick around until the hearing of the case on the 15th of February? Because 15th of February, that's when they will now start hearing the case. 01465-7190, that's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Hello. Ah, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
You have Emmanuel on the line.
Emmanuel, welcome. Go ahead.
Supported the policy initially, you know, but the way things are going, I don't think this policy will work.
Okay.
At least for now. So, if there is any way it can be suspended, I think I'll go for it being suspended, because I tell you, the unrest such a thing can create, even the police, the military might not be able to curb it, because Sandra, I tell you, there is no cash in town.
Hmm.
The military has wife, children at home who are going to feed. Everybody has. Well, I mean, one or two things they will have to do with cash.
Mm.
And then the cash is mopped up, and then transfers are not working, the network is not good, and then you think I've said it on Saturday, if something is not done drastically, the government should flood the streets with psychiatric doctors.
Ah.
It's not military or police, because there are going to be enough patients on the streets that might run mad. So the government should do something. This policy at least should be suspended for now. Thank you and good afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much and good afternoon, Emmanuel. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yes, my grandpa from Ikorodu.
Your name is?
Grandfather.
Grandfather. All right, grandfather, welcome.
You say they should suspend it. Well, let us prepare for the suffering, though, because if they suspend it, the suffering will continue.
Okay.
On my own, they should not suspend it.
Okay.
That is my own. If they suspend it, the suffering will continue.
Okay.
That is my own
view. All right, grandfather, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yemi from Ilikweju.
Welcome, Yemi from Ilikweju.
I feel that I'm not happy with the decision. I think Friday should have been made to stand.
Okay.
And then we'll now finally see where we are. We'll get where we're going quickly.
Okay.
I think this is just postponing the evil day.
Okay.
I think we're going to be, by next week, by 15th, we're going to start going through this whole process again.
Okay.
That I feel that we should have just been allowed to get to where we're going and then find out what we're going to do at that point.
Okay.
So that's my take on it.
All right. Thank you for calling, Yemi, to share your take on it. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir? What's your name, ma'am? Chinenye, our physicist. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra. What I'm seeing in this is like all those people that are against this policy, they are the one hijacking it.
Okay.
They will bring money to share to the banks. They will corner the money. The money will not reach to the public.
Okay.
You understand? I don't know why this country, they, everything that, even if you want to protest, they will hijack it. Whatever you want to do, they will hijack it.
Mm-hmm.
As if that they're the one doing it. And I don't even know the reason why the Supreme Court will have a hand in this case.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the reason. So judiciary is also our problem in this country. Our problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I should also say that the Tinubu campaign has welcomed this court order. Bayo Onanuga, the media director of the Tinubu campaign, said, quote, "I want to salute the courage of our governors and most especially the progressives governors in APC who acted to save our country from avoidable and dangerous political crisis and social unrest, which a central bank policy on new naira notes has brought on our country. Our country was dangerously careering toward anarchy and political and economic shutdown. But with the Supreme Court interim ruling, our country has been pulled back from the precipice," end quote. I find it interesting that Onanuga keeps calling this a political crisis. But hey, Lagos, what do you think about the Supreme Court temporarily halting this thing? Do you still have the old naira notes? Are you going to try and change them before Friday, or are you going to take a risk and wait until you hear what happens from the Supreme Court by Wednesday? 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Naya.
Nonya, welcome. Go ahead.
On the ruling, I don't think it's right.
Okay.
I don't think he's right.
Okay.
And this group who have gone to court already, suing Mefelo, who I don't know, these three governors of Kogi and Kaduna, the other one. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It is wrong, totally wrong.
Okay.
They've been extended, so that they will have finished buying their votes before anything will happen. Look, we have started suffering. Let's finish it.
Okay.
I am not in support of that.
Okay. All right.
Let that date remain the date. No postponement at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that date is no longer the date because the Supreme Court has said that date can no longer be the date. And the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. It is the final say. You know how they say God has a final say? As far as laws of the land are concerned, the Supreme Court has the final say. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
Yes, the day the Supreme Court is a political judgment because the people are suffering. This is the what the APC have planned for people to suffer for this year. And what you would experience for the next coming year is that you will go to bank if you want to withdraw 300,000. The bank is going to give you 150,000, and there's nothing you can do, even though if you have 500,000 in that bank. So that is the suffering APC have brought to. So what they say a progressive governor going to achieve in the court? Are they not the people in the power? They will shift blame to everybody, both me at home, both my children, both the future children, they will shift blame. Are they not the people in power? Thank you, my dear.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello. Thank you very much for calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Chinoye.
Welcome, Chinoye.
How are you, baby?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sandra, my only... You're only town crier, don't call baby.
Hey, my town crier of life. Where now? Make we hear you, make we hear you, make we hear you.
Before I proceed, for life, made my town crier, they know, see, my listeners, they know, see, I don't shoot. I make a lot of danger to do my tank trial stand because of it. Now they rejoice because they don't refund my money. Sandra, you see this matter now? Where they will do this prolong it, you know? I think I don't get new naira. I don't know what's my 1,000 call of you.
Okay.
But then you go say, I know the joke. I don't know 1,000 call of you. So now, between now, I want to ask you, Sandra, no verse about this question. Now, with the most, let's say now they don't come prolong, they don't put money under their hand. What do they want to do now? If I'm not going to understand, I don't confuse you.
Okay. You don't understand, you don't confuse. Okay, now, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yes, my name is John. I'm calling from Bariga.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is a designing of Naira. To me, I support for that Friday to be a deadline of new Naira note.
Okay.
And the old one. And another thing again is that even ever since that the bank have hijacked people's money, like now I spend limit on my account because I don't have access to get money from my bank.
Okay.
So I like it this way.
Okay.
Because normally before, once I collect salary, I begin spending the money the way I want. But now, I can't spend it the way I want again.
Okay. And you
to
like
me,
it?
Yes, I like it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bless you as well. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp. This one here is from Olakomi Lanre. Lanre says, the Supreme Court has done the right thing. The policy was in bad faith in the first instance and nothing good can come out of it. CBN hurriedly and hastily implemented policies that has added to the sufferings of the masses. Hypocrisy will not allow some people to say the right thing. My question is to those that are against this suspension, is it that there's any end in sight to all this money scarcity? Sandra, as I'm talking to you, no bank opened in Ogun State. Should we continue like this? Lanre, thank you for your message. We've got Dampi from Igondo who says, I support the cashless policy, but the banks should make it possible for us to have a good running network with their app for transactions online. So we don't have any decline or problem with online transactions. That is when the cashless policy will work. It is better they extend the till 6 months' time, so the money will circulate the country. If not, what happened in India will happen here, and there'll be trouble in the country. Okay. Henry from Abulegba says, if the deadline is extended, then the Naira notes were reprinted to subject Nigerians to extreme poverty and not to stop vote buying. Or they used it as an excuse to loot 58.62 billion Naira that was used to print the new Naira notes. Sandra, this Naira scarcity is a gang up against poor, hungry Nigerians. It is a tactic they want to use to buy votes. If you don't have cash and someone comes to you with 10K and asks you to vote for them, and the money will be yours, what will you do knowing that you have family to feed? All right. That comment is from Henry. Henry, thank you very much. Francis says, Sandra, it's laughable when you say the Supreme Court has the highest say. Does the government ever respect court orders? Over and over, they've disobeyed court orders. Please, let the deadline be the deadline. Almost all the old notes is already in the bank. There's not enough time. There are not enough new ones. So extending it won't change anything. All right, Francis, thank you for your message. President Sandra, my name is Olisa from Abuja. I hope everyone can see how a government policy of Naira redesign can jeopardize the lives of 200 million people in an instant. When people go to vote on the 25th, they should continue thinking of tribe or party. We shall all suffer in solidarity, whether you're from the south, east, north or west, Christian, Muslim or traditionalist. And those who normally shout, God forbid, it's only you that will suffer. How much are they buying fuel today? How much did they charge for them to get their own hard-earned 5K? Hope they can see that God doesn't have time. If they like, they should go and vote the wrong person. All right, Olisa, thank you for your message. Habib from Ikorodu says, Yaya Bello, El Rufai, and Matawale are our heroes for now. Anybody that is not satisfied with the decision of the Supreme Court should do the needful by going back to the courts. Those are the enemies of Nigeria. I am happy with the decision of the Supreme Court. All right, Habib, thank you for your message. I'll take one more message here and then we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about MC Olomo handling INEX logistics in Lagos. Chris from Accra says, Sandra, the speed and swiftness with which the Supreme Court have attended to this case, not minding if it falls within their purview in the first instant or not, is laughable. Notice all the states that instituted the suit are APC states. There's a state capture and powerful person in our nation, likely more powerful than our president. I bet the battle line is drawn. Let's see how it unfolds. All right, Chris from Accra, thank you for your message. Let's take that break now. When we come back, the Parks and Garages Management will work with INEC to move election materials around during elections. And INEC explained why. I'll tell you why after the break.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and just before I tell you why INEC says it has to work with the Lagos State Parks and Garages Management, let me tell you a few more things about the Naira note swap. I want to look at reactions to the fallout of this note swap. So you have IMF, the International Monetary Fund, advising the CBN to extend the deadline if the supply of new notes doesn't improve. Ari Eisen is the IMF rep in Nigeria, and he said, quote, in light of hardships caused by disruptions to trade and payments due to the shortage of new banknotes available to the public, in spite of measures introduced by the CBN to mitigate the challenges in the banknote swap process, the IMF encourages the CBN to consider extending the deadline should problems persist in the next few days leading up to the February 10, 2023 deadline, end quote. Now, the big question, Lagos, is why is there a shortage of banknotes? The EFCC and ICPC are blaming the banks. We've talked about that. They keep raiding banks, EFCC and ICPC. They keep raiding banks, alleging that they found large stashes of the new notes. The latest report is a raid on Sterling Bank's regional office in Abuja. ICPC says they got 258 million naira there. But Sterling Bank has said before now that the problem is that the ATMs haven't been configured yet to dispense all the new notes. The banks say that it's a slow process because most of the ATMs that they have need both a hardware and software update. Meanwhile, Lagos, some banks have reduced over-the-counter withdrawal limit to as low as 5,000 naira because they say they don't have enough cash in hand to meet everyone's demand. Some banks are closing early because of violence or the threat of violence. We've seen videos of angry customers attacking some bank staff, videos of customers cooking in front of a bank in Abia State. A lot of people are blaming the banks for the shortage. But again, the banks are insisting it's not their fault. They seem to be suggesting that the CBN is to blame for setting this deadline without calculating how much time was actually needed to reconfigure all the ATMs in the country. They also seem to be blaming government agencies and the media. I'm talking about banks now. They also seem to be blaming government agencies and the media for allegedly trying to turn the banks into scapegoats. Now, here on Hard Facts, we've tried our best to hear from everyone and do our own investigations. I do my best to not just parrot whatever a government agency says or whatever a bank says or whatever a company says. We all know that these institutions will always say the one that favors them, leave out the ones that indicts them. That's why yesterday I took the time to explain how ATM configuration works. Basically, whenever you want an ATM to start dispensing a new type of note, you need to program it. The banks are saying that it's taking them time to do this manually at all the ATMs. We've still not gotten a response to that problem from the CBN, either confirming or refuting it. But the banks have said that this is a huge problem. So that's what's going on with the banks. Do you agree with the IMF that the CBN should extend the swap period if the new notes don't become more accessible? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. By the way, IMF is not alone. The 36 governors have also asked President Buhari to extend the deadline. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
This is Ima calling from Ikorodu.
Turn that radio off, then go ahead.
Okay. I'm turning it off.
All right, go ahead.
I'm happy that they moved this thing up forward.
The deadline.
The deadline. I'm so happy.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Hmm.
We have been managing.
Mm-hmm.
Even I do sell bread.
Okay.
The bread, the one that remained, I supposed to sell it out, but I have to put it down. I told my children we are going to eat it because I cannot go to bank.
Okay.
And I cannot go and queue.
Okay.
That's how we have been managing the bread.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not easy.
It's not easy, so you're happy about the extension. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing, ma'am? What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Felicia.
Welcome, Felicia.
Yes, I'm not happy that...
they extended it.
The Supreme Court has ordered the CBN to suspend it.
Mm.
But I have a question to ask you, Sandra.
Okay.
But President said we should give him 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What about his own idea before this order came in?
Well,
does it not matter?
While he was waiting for his 7 days, governors went to the Supreme Court and Supreme Court answered them. So it really, once Supreme Court speaks, there's really not much anybody can do about it except they want to ignore the Supreme Court.
I'm saying it's not right. It's there is a foul play. And all these governors, they are APC. If they don't want this election to go on, it's better Buhari hand over to the Tinubu so that there will be peace in this country. Because they started this. Why is it going like this? During the time of Jonathan, did any of the PDP governors counter him? They allowed them to everything to go free. Why? It's not good now.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Well, Amechi fought Jonathan, and Amechi was a PDP governor. I'm sure if I think really hard, I'll probably remember a few other governors that fought Jonathan when Jonathan was president. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn that radio off. What's your name?
This is from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
This country, the way where I see them now, in fact, I don't think that this one.
Hello? Hello? Oh, call back if you can. 99.3.
Good afternoon, Lady Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Prince Wahez, calling you from Amuwata.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I think if you, Mr. President, make a policy that's suffocating the masses.
Mm.
if somebody now goes to court on my behalf, which I can't do, why is that not torment them?
Okay.
As I'm talking to you, I went to bank today. No money from ATM.
Okay.
No money at the counter.
Okay.
They are not giving anybody money.
Okay.
And yesterday, I had to borrow money from somebody who have. I'm not having any money at all.
Okay.
I had to borrow money yesterday to buy some food and food stuff.
Mm.
So what are we talking about? Mm. You go to ATM, ATM say, no, I don't get cash. I say, okay, where are we heading to?
Mm.
And this policy is affecting the massive. If we set up and pump money to the bank today, if I get to the bank, I get money to feed myself and my family. Why should I be talking about it? I've recommended them. There's a policy that's suffocating the masses. And somebody say, that is what you call democracy. You make you are free to challenge your fellow politicians. You are free to challenge even though your family.
Mm.
And that is how it's supposed to be. Those who went to court now are really commended. Because when you make a policy that's affecting your own people, Nigeria, we are not full now, Sandra.
Okay.
Are you getting money?
Am I getting money?
Do you get money from your bank?
No, I'm doing transfers.
Okay, transfer. Mm. Very good of you.
Mm.
If somebody has children, they are going to school. Will they transfer money to conductor? Will they transfer money to want to buy food of 200 naira or 300 naira? Will we transfer money for rice seller? All those things you need to consider. Even though the people in the village, my family in the village,
mm-hmm.
you send money to them.
Mm-hmm.
Old woman carry all their money to the bank. I bet everything put up for bank.
Mm.
You want to collect the money again? No money.
Mm.
You don't want them to die in hungry.
Prince Wires, thank you very much for calling. Now, for our final story, INEC says it has to work with the Lagos State Parks and Garages Management. That's a transport organization headed by MC Olomo. You know this. After he pulled out of NURTW, the state government suspended NURTW in the state, handed over control of motor parks to Olomo's new buddy. That's for those of you who don't have the background. Now, that buddy wrote to INEC to offer assistance with election logistics. Now, let's be clear. This request is not out of the blue. In the past elections, INEC has used NURTW to move materials. So now that this new group has replaced NURTW in the transit system, I'm guessing they feel like they are equipped to handle the electoral responsibilities as well. But it has caused a bit of an uproar. And that's what INEC is now responding to. We heard from the REC in Lagos State, Olusegun Agbaje. He said, quote, there is a ban on the NURTW and RTEAN. We are only left with the park management system and NARTO, the National Association of Road Transport Workers. And we are already working with NARTO. NARTO is not even able to meet up to 40% of our vehicle requirements for this election. The commission in Lagos State does not have any option than to use park management system. We're not dealing with Oluomo, we're dealing with the park managers. Individual people that have vehicles are those we're going to use. So it would be working against the law if INEC has to continue to work with NURTW or any other group that is proscribed in the state. End quote. Agbaje also said, quote, our politicians should see the peculiarity in Lagos State. We cannot work with banned NURTW or RTEAN. We need over 5,000 vehicles for this election, including trucks, buses, and so on, to carry our people and materials for the elections. There is no other way we can go, end quote. Do you agree or accept Agbaje's reasoning here? He's saying that they have no choice because, number one, the state government banned their usual partners, NURTW, RTAN. And number two, NARTO doesn't have the capacity to do the work alone. Again, NARTO is the National Association of Road Transport Owners. Now, a lot of Lagosians don't like this idea because they say that they cannot trust MC Olomo or his organization to be impartial. They're worried that materials could be diverted, for example. They allege that MC Olomo has been a vocal political supporter of Bola Tinubu and Babajide Sanwo-Olu in the past. And it's not just Lagosians who are talking about this thing, by the way. Atiku Abubakar says that INEC should not use the parks and garages management because MC Olomo is an APC member who has organized rallies for the party. But Agbaje responded. Agbaje said, at the Central Bank of Nigeria, where they are going to move our materials, there will be security agencies and party agents, including the military, to monitor and escort these vehicles from CBN to local government areas. So I don't see how this can compromise the election in any way. Do you agree, Lagos? I think we need a bit of a hard fact here. In past elections, we've seen multiple examples of materials being hijacked or diverted on their way to polling areas. So based on that, do you believe INEC Rec Agbaje is taking the risks seriously enough? Or do you think he's being too dismissive? Maybe too optimistic? Also, let's look at the very idea of INEC using these transport unions to move the materials. Should this be the ideal way to do it? Could there be some other way that doesn't have as much political risk? Talk to me, Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. That's for men, 0700-993-993-993. Or for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Does INEC have any other options for this election? Are there risks with using the Lagos Parks and Garages Management for elections logistics? For future elections, what alternatives can INEC make? What alternative arrangements could INEC make for logistics, separate from the transport unions? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
I greet you, Sandra Segusi.
I greet you, sir. Welcome.
Yes, I'm... I think INEC in Lagos should be very careful.
Okay.
Already, there are perceptions out there about this gentleman that is INEC right here in Lagos.
Mm.
And in the past, election materials had been diverted. The facts are there.
Mm.
Election materials has not got to the place where they are supposed to be used. Voting materials has been delayed in the past. Has been truncated also in the past.
Hmm.
Why do you want to keep on progressing in error? The gentleman in charge of this garages and parks has an interest. It's there in the public space. Everybody knows that. He has an interest, Mr. Enek Chairman here in Lagos. What are we talking about? Let us not create a cloud of unbelief and despair that is already, you know, in the public space. So that even though election is won by the ruling party, issues will come up because of these issues. And like in Lagos, the national chairman, the professor, should please do something about this. If it is to redeploy this man, it's not a bad idea. Because there are complaints that have come about him. How can you do this? A man that has an interest in the election, how bad? Where is it done? Anywhere in the world? Having said that, the Supreme Court, is this, will this judgment be obeyed? Because I'm taking it back. Because we have seen cases where the judgment are not obeyed. I know there are suppressions of powers in the three arms of government.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up with this at this dying minute time, because the market woman does not need to know about the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Will the ordinary still be rejected or accepted? Is the CBN going to comply with this judgment? Because you say it's not a ruling anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But will the CBN comply with this? And why is it so sweet, all of a sudden, they put a stop to this? These are vital questions that our lawyers need to answer for us.
Mm.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you very much for calling. Frank is on the line from Indonesia. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
On the Lagos State logistics, if I may ask, if you don't use Oluomo's vehicles, which one would you use? Nagemoto? We don't have options.
Hmm.
If you don't use his own, if you don't use the yellow Danfoss, which one will you use? It now goes back to a country that have refused to be doing the right thing. Hmm. Why won't we have vehicles? Why will we stop to this? But the point is, we don't have options.
Hmm.
The only good thing that I can just say here is, as skeptical as it may sound, we're just going to use it because we have no option. But just the good thing is, the PVN and the whole stuff might be able to help with the security agents if they don't compromise.
Hmm.
It's going to be the really good news we might get from here. But as we are now, the truth is, we are stuck with old MC Oluomo. No matter how you look at it, you like best, you know Gemoto, saying the Gemoto. You cut off your head.
Okay. All right, Frank. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shade. Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
Hi, Shade with the PVC.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Hey.
So with this, I'm looking at it like this.
Okay.
You know how they say keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what, I'm just saying, I'm thinking, is that what they're trying to do? Like, you know how sometimes they say, if you want your business to improve, have your employees be stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that by just thinking outside of the box, you know, probably the fact that we don't have vehicles, just thinking about if I make them part of this process, would there be, I'm almost choking on this word, pride in the work, whereby they will not want to divert, the boxes and actually do a good job because these people have included us in their plans, So, I've been thinking outside the box.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Keeping these enemies closer.
Okay.
Under his eye.
Okay.
I'm going with it.
All right, yeah. Shade, I love the optimism. Thank you. Thank you for calling. TA is on the line. Hi, TA.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, so concerning this INEC and MC Oluomo issue, I don't know if you recall 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Were you in Nigeria Info in 2019?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so this same issue was discussed in 2019.
Mm.
Because people also protested, people talked and said, why is INEC going to be using NURTW every time? And I remember that INEC was saying that, at that time, that is what they had, but that they will have to think of ways to make sure that in the next election,
they don't have that. Mm-hmm.
That they will not be using NURTW.
Right.
So what has INEC been doing for 4 years with all the budget that has been released for over 4 years? With the staff that they have, what have they been thinking? So that means that they have been lazy. They have been lethargic about working on how to source for other means of transporting electoral materials. They have so much relied on this NURTW and stuff that they don't think anything again that, okay, it's only NURTW that we are going to use. And now you want an election and you are saying that you want to give us a transparent election, but you must also remember that not only will you give us a transparent election, but it must also appear to be transparent to the people that are going to be voting.
Hmm.
So if I am already having a consciousness of the fact that MC Oluomo, who has done a show of force for Tinubu, a show of force in Lagos, not once, not twice, for Tinubu, is now the same person that will be taking the electoral materials, and knowing the antecedent of what they did in last election in 2019 in Okota and the rest, and you are now saying that they are the same person that will transfer the election, then INEC is in his own self going to be the one to scuttle this and to destroy this election that we are talking about, and they will have themselves to blame for it. So INEC should do the needful. This man, this MREC, or what is his name, Mr. Chegwagwaji, that man needs to be removed from Lagos because he is going to cause a lot of violence, a lot of trouble in Lagos if that man is not removed. So INEC should do the needful. They should stop telling us every 4 years that they don't have any option that any RCW. What is there if you call for a volunteer that, okay, everyone, we need 5,000 vehicles. Call for people that have vehicles, screen them, and there are so many vehicles in Lagos. Screen them and make sure that these people know the areas that you want to carry the election materials to. It's not a rocket science.
Hmm.
They do it in other places. Why is INEC own different?
Hmm.
Except there is something that is fishy out there. So I just don't know. This Nigeria, they just want everything. They are just fighting against us masses. I don't know. I'm just tired.
Thank you very much for calling, TA. Okay, let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp as quickly as possible before we have to take a break. Tejiri from Bagada says, the problem is not the configuration of the ATM machines. If that were the problem across the country, why is there no cash across the counter? The CBN should make more money available to the commercial banks. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Olu Wisdom says, see, INEC Lagos partnering with MC Oluomo to help transport materials. MC Oluomo, who is a known, who recently organized a 1 million man march for the APC presidential candidate. Where are the official cars or buses that are owned by government parastatals like LASMA? Where is VIO? Where are the police, the banks, the police? They cannot transport the materials. Well, they don't have enough cars to transport these materials. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll keep reading your message. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
It's a matter of finding happiness in your home. You pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business owners and entrepreneurs, someone who has never had cause to set up a business of his, who has never had cause to source for funds, turn it around, pay salaries, pay back the loan, and still make profit, cannot be expected to be hands-on when saddled with an economy the size of Lagos. Experience that hasn't curbed Lagos's traffic in 24 years of their reign. Experience that hasn't addressed Lagos's perennial flood. Experience that currently leaves us with over 2 million out-of-school children. The duo of Jando and Funke have been investing in Lagos's economy for about 2 decades, running their personal businesses, employing people with track records of success. Lagos needs a breath of fresh air. Vote Dr. Abdulaziz Olajide Adediran Jando as governor of Lagos State. PDP!
Power to the people!
What is radio to you on a Friday night?
Hold that thought. It's fun, goofy, and pure vibes all the way. Happening on the lounge with Feta.
You know what happens on the lounge stays on the lounge, right?
Sure, why not?
It's Difficult Radio on a Friday night. With your girl, Feta, the dynamo.
Let's go!
There is a new show on radio.
It's a town hall.
Is it different?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about everything you like, giving pure undiluted vibes on a Friday night, just the way you like it. Starting Friday and every other Friday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
To that message that we got from Olu Wisdom from Okoko. Olu Wisdom says, how come an independent commission lacks buses to do their duty such that they are dependent on MC Oluomo? Did this APC government actually do all of this in premeditation to get to this outcome where we will have no BRT or other transport systems to convey these INEC materials? Jando should better take this to court. All right. Thank you for your message, Olu Wisdom. We've got this one here that says, please, we have Uber, Bolt, Koscharis, GIG, and so on. Please, INEC should think twice. We've got Chris who says, 2022, Lagos State government bans NURTW, appoints MC Oluomo Parks and Garages chairman. February 2023, INEC appoints MC Olomo's PNG team as official material carrier. Make of it how you like. Politicians plan for the next election immediately after the last election. Citizens plan few weeks to the next. See conspiracy theory. We've got Bola from Lekki who says, what is the noise about MC Oluomo? Then INEC should as well go and buy 5,000 vehicles or start their own CBN since Emefiele is part of APC. All right. We've got Comrade Akban Silas from Magodo who says,